Greetings to you. I am Louis Farrakhan, minister of Muhammad's Mosque No. 7, New York City, speaking to you on behalf of that great teacher of freedom, justice, and equality to the black man and woman of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, whose return to this microphone is anxiously awaited and expected in the very near future. To him, I am deeply grateful and highly honored for granting me this great privilege and opportunity once again to represent him and his message to you, his beloved people. Our subject is titled, Upon This Man Will I Lay the Key. This subject is taken from the 22nd chapter of Isaiah, the 22nd verse, which reads, And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. There are too few people who really understand the significance of the presence of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad among us. We, the Muslims, believe that every black man and woman in America and throughout the world will eventually become followers of Messenger Elijah Muhammad when they come to the understanding of who he is, who and what he actually represents. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we, the original black nation of the earth, and especially the so-called American Negroes, are blessed to be alive in this day and time. Messenger Muhammad says that we are blessed to be alive to witness that which the prophets and the faithful servants of God wanted to see, but could not see. Messenger Muhammad says, we are blessed to be alive at the time of the fulfillment of all that the prophets predicted. Messenger Muhammad says that we are blessed to be alive at the time of the visitation of God among his people. Messenger Muhammad says, we are blessed to be alive at the time of the judgment and destruction of the world of evil. And he says, we are blessed to be alive at the time of the ushering in of the new world of righteousness referred to in the scripture as the kingdom of God. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that every so-called American Negro should jump for joy to know that God has chosen us to be the foundation of his government of peace and justice. As it is written in the scriptures, Jesus, in speaking to the wicked rulers of the present world, asked them in his parable of the wicked husbandman, Did ye never read in the scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Think of it, brothers and sisters. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that Jesus, speaking to the Jews or the white race in general, prophesied 2,000 years ago of the overthrow of white rule and domination of the dark people of our planet. And he prophesied that God would take a despised and rejected nation and give them the scepter of rulership after his destruction of the power of this world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we can find no other persons fitting the description of the despised and rejected in these last days more than the so-called Negroes in America. Jesus made mention of this again in his famous Sermon on the Mount when he said, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Jesus referred to us many times in his parables under the symbolic name of sheep. The main characteristic of sheep is their meekness. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, so it is with the so-called American Negroes who have been like sheep in the face of the wolf-like behavior of our enemies. Many of us have heard our old grandparents say that one day the black man will rule again. It is written in the book of Deuteronomy, "And the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and not beneath." And this is why John the Revelator prophesied, "And the nations were angry. Thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and thou shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth." Why were the nations angry? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the nations were angry over the fact that their rule over the planet and its people was now being terminated by the order and power of God. The nations were angry and warring with each other over land and boundaries. But God too was angry with the evil of the nations, and he comes to overthrow their rule and to establish his rule. It is the time of the dead that they should be judged. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the resurrection of the dead brings about the judgment and destruction of the present world. The dead, Messenger Muhammad says, represent a people who are spiritually blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of self, God, the devil, and the true religion of God. In the physically dead person, there is the stoppage of breath, the loss of all movement, the loss of all capacity for relationship with others. There is separation from the world of the living. And among many ancient people, even contact with the dead was shunned because of their impurity. Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the dead symbolically refers to the so-called American Negroes who have been deprived of the knowledge of self, God, the devil, and the true religion of God. Consequently, the so-called American Negroes are the people referred to by God and his prophets as being spiritually blind, deaf, and dumb, dead in the grave of ignorance. Who can deny that the so-called Negro is mentally dead? As the physically dead person stops inhaling the breath of life, the so-called American Negro has not inhaled divine spiritual truth in 400 years. Due to 300 years of chattel slavery and 113 years of mental slavery, the so-called Negro, like the physically dead, has lost all movement on his own power, and like the physically dead, the so-called Negro has lost the capacity for relationship with others. He, like the physically dead, is separated from the world of the living and has no part whatsoever in making decisions which affect the family of nations. And as contact with the dead is shunned because of their impurity, likewise contact with the so-called Negro is shunned, and he is treated as a social outcast, as one who is unclean and impure. It is written in the book of Psalms, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thanks?" Again in Isaiah it is written, "For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth." We, the so-called American Negroes who are dead in the grave of ignorance, do not have the remembrance of the God of our fathers, even as the Israelites under Pharaoh did not remember their own God. We cannot praise a God of whom we have no knowledge, as the dry bones in the valley could not recognize their God and Savior according to the scriptures until after they were brought out of their graves. The resting place of the dead is referred to scripturally as hell. And who among us can deny that the so-called American Negroes are in hell? But as the womb can hold an unborn child only for a set time, It is written that hell, after a set time, would give up the dead. Messenger Elijah Muhammad says, it is the time of the dead. It is the time of the so-called American Negroes that they should be given justice. It is the time that the so-called American Negroes should be raised to spiritual life. It is the time that the so-called Negroes should know the truth, that they may be freed from the powers of hell and death. It is the time for the so-called American Negroes to begin to qualify for that exalted place which God has promised him, and verily, God never breaks his promise. But who will qualify the so-called American Negro? Who will raise him out of his sleep in mental death? Who will lift him from the bottomless pit of hell? John the Revelator said, and I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key to the bottomless pit. And it is written of him, upon this man will I lay the key. It is written in the scriptures that God would go down into the bottomless pit of hell among the dead and raise one from the dead to whom he would give the keys of hell and of death. On that man it is written that Almighty God would lay the key of the house of David. As David had a kingdom rested upon his shoulder, Isaiah prophesied that on the coming of God, he would bear a mighty government of peace upon his shoulders. And the kingdom of heaven, which God would bear, the key to that glorious kingdom, he would lay on the shoulders of one from among the dead. Today we, the Muslims, declare to the world that Almighty God Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, has visited the hells of North America and has walked among the dead, the despised and rejected so-called American Negroes for 3.5 years, as it was written of him, fulfilling the scriptures wherein it reads, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. God's great purpose in coming among the dead was to give his life, his spirit, his wisdom and power to one from among the dead, thereby raising him from the dead and giving him the key to unlock the gates of hell and death, that we, his people, who have been bound in the cage of hell, living in the very shadow of death and under the power of death, may escape the destruction of this world of hell and death and pass into the new world of peace, freedom, justice, and equality. This one from among us upon whom God has laid the key is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is written of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the book of Revelations, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. This particular scripture points out to us very clearly that the man whom God raises from the dead is the last and the greatest messenger from God that will ever come to any people anywhere on our planet. For it is written of him that he is alive forevermore. This teaches us that after the last messenger finishes his work, there will never come another time in history when man will lapse into spiritual death. There will never again be a time in history when man will be without the knowledge of God and the knowledge of truth. There will never again be a time when man needs to be uplifted from a degrading condition. And therefore, there will never be another time in history when a prophet of God will be necessary. Because of this last messenger's victory over death, he possesses the key that admits man into that which is referred to scripturally as eternal life. A key literally is an instrument for the locking or unlocking of doors or gates. In the figurative sense, a key is that which controls entrance or exit. And this particular key gives its bearer the power to admit or exclude men from the kingdom of Allah. The keys are the symbol of rule and authority. And he who holds the key holds the power over the whole creation of God. Upon this man will I lay the key. Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the key represents divine knowledge. And the last messenger of God who is raised among the dead is given the greatest knowledge ever given to man in the history of man's existence on the planet. For this last messenger is not taught knowledge on the level of the prophets, but he is taught knowledge on the level of God himself. And therefore he is referred to as the Lord and the Master of Prophets. This key of knowledge from the last messenger will lift his people out of the bottomless pit of hell into the realm of God, where they will eventually become gods themselves. Fulfilling the scriptures, I have said that ye are gods, children of the Most High God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that kingdoms, worlds, and all that we see came out of the hearts and minds of men. As Solomon said, out of the heart come all the issues of life. And therefore, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad points out to us, as Jesus prophesied, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within the original black man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Allah compared the heart and the mind of the black man to an atom which needed to be cracked to unleash the power within it. And the key needed to open the heart and the mind of the black man is the divine key of knowledge. Once the divine key of knowledge is accepted, man's connection to God, the source of goodness and purity, is reestablished. And this is why Jesus, in making a parable of the kingdom of heaven, likened the kingdom of heaven to a sower sowing seeds of truth in the hearts of men. Upon this man will I lay the key. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, since the black man by nature is a master builder, all that he builds today with the divine knowledge of truth as its base is actually the kingdom of God. By man's accepting the divine key of knowledge, and by man's accepting the messenger who bears the key, that man automatically becomes a part of the kingdom of God. But by man's rejection of the divine key of knowledge, and by man's rejection of the messenger who bears the key, that man locks himself out of the kingdom of God and becomes worthy of divine punishment. By our acceptance of the divine key of knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we, his followers, are gaining victory over the forces of death. And we are rising out of the pit of hell. By inhaling the breath of life, the truth from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are beginning to move again on our own power. We have gained the capacity once again for relationship with others. We are no longer shunned because of impurity or uncleanness. But the scholars and scientists of the civilized societies of earth are coming to our doors to marvel at those of us who have been raised from mental and spiritual death by our acceptance and use of the divine key of knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. On this man, Elijah, has God laid the key. As hell is marked by its confusion, heaven is marked by its peace. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, with the divine key of knowledge, is building for the black people of America and throughout the world a society of peace and brotherhood based on truth and justice, which is the foundation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Though we are beginning to gain a victory over the grave, and though we are beginning to gain a victory over the pain and the sting of death, yet another great obstacle must be overcome in order for us to gain a complete victory. And that obstacle which we must overcome is the producer of death and hell, who is also styled in the Revelations under the symbol of a pale horse, whose rider was death, and hell followed closely behind. Messenger Muhammad teaches us that the pale horse with death as its rider represents the white race. It is written in the scriptures that all in Adam die. And Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the Adamic or white race was created for divine destruction. It is written of them in the Holy Quran, they are made fuel for the fire. They were made to disobey the divine law. And disobedience to divine law is referred to in the scriptures as sin. They were made, therefore, by nature to be sinners. And this is why in the book of Thessalonians, they are referred to as the man of sin that must be revealed. Their world of sin is referred to as hell, leading men down into the chambers of death. And the Bible teaches us that the wages of sin is death. That which we earn from disobeying the divine law is death. And the so-called American Negroes, by following the disobedient and rebellious white man, has transgressed the divine law and has fallen into the pit of spiritual death. And if we continue to follow the white man's disobedience to the divine laws of God, we will end up with them in the doom and destruction that is prepared for them. And this is what is referred to in the scriptures as the second death. The white race, greatly angered over God's giving to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad the key of hell and death and the key to the bottomless pit, are preparing to destroy the man with the key. For they know that if Elijah Muhammad lives, we too shall live. And they also know that our rise from the depth of hell means the end of their power and rule and the beginning of our time of rule. For as John the Revelator says, it is the time of the dead that we should be given justice. Therefore, the white race will do all in their power to hinder and destroy the man with the key. For upon this man, Elijah, has God laid the key. Our poor people, being so blindly in love with the white race, do not realize that they have actually fallen in love with death. Instead of the black man's rejoicing over God's great blessing to us, a messenger with the key to free us from the power of death, we treat the messenger like all the people of old treated their messengers. Many of our people take the messenger for a joke, and they believe that that which he teaches is something that he made up himself. Many of our people, due to their love of the enemy, hate the messenger of their salvation without a cause. Think of it. You hate a man who is trying with every ounce of his strength and breath to save your lives. You are acting like a man drowning at sea, and a friend throws the drowning man a life raft. And instead of the fool holding on to his means of safety, he pulls out a dagger and cuts the life raft, letting the air out of it, thereby destroying the only means of his salvation. It is an extremely difficult task to teach people who take divine wisdom for enchantment or dreams. Nevertheless, It is written that Messenger Elijah Muhammad will be successful in raising all of the dead to life. According to the book of Revelations, it is written, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This scripture prophesies a clear victory for the messenger of God. For the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has long ago told us that white America will eventually give the black man up. White America will deceive you as long as she can, but God will force her to give you up. This scripture also shows us the end of this people and their world. They are, according to the scriptures, to be totally destroyed in a lake of fire. It is written as a warning to the so-called Negroes that the fearful and the unbelieving among us who refuse the divine key of knowledge and are not found written in the book of life will have their part in the lake that burns with fire. Black man and woman of America, accept the divine key of knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that you may escape the clutches of hell and death. Black man and woman of America, accept the divine key of knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that you may rise out of the bottomless pit. Black man and woman of America, accept the divine key of knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that your hearts may be open and that the kingdom of God that is within you may come forth. Black man and woman of America, accept the divine key of knowledge from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that you may once again be brought into the realm of God. For upon the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has God laid the key. And what he opens unto you of salvation, no man can shut. And whatever he shuts, no man can open. Upon the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has God laid the key. And whatsoever he binds on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever he looses on earth is loosed in heaven. For upon this man, Elijah Muhammad, has God laid the key for your and my salvation. Thank you for listening. And may Allah grant you the light of understanding as I greet you in peace in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Minister Farrakhan. This has been the national edition of Mr. Muhammad Speaks. The principal speaker is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, leader and teacher to the American so-called Negroes. Speaking on behalf of Messenger Muhammad this week has been Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister of Muhammad's Mosque No. 7, New York City, whose topic today has been, Upon This Man Will I Lay the Key. For more of the life-giving, life-saving words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, send $3.50 for your copy of his book, Message to the Black Man in America, to Muhammad's Mosque No. 2, 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Also, send $2 for your copy of Messenger Muhammad's book, How to Eat to Live, to Muhammad's Mosque No. 2, 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. For Message to the Black Man in America, $3.50, and How to Eat to Live, $2. The address is Muhammad's Mosque No. 2, 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Tune in next week at the same time and station for the national edition of Mr. Muhammad Speaks.